You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tour Report from Secret Golf. Well, after the Ryder Cup, and we have a separate show this week on our Ryder Cup reaction after that Euro win, which was great. The Sanderson Farms Championship Elk is back this week at Country Club of Jackson in Mississippi. Now, we have, it's been what, a two-week break from the PGA Tour, but now this is it. Full steam ahead towards the end of the year for these guys playing in the FedEx Cup fall, who are really looking to lock up their full cards for 2024.
Yeah, it's a sort of a feels like this is the sort of the other tour, so to speak, Diane, with, you know, all these guys that have had a 5 week break when the 5 or 6 week break when the Tour Championship rolled along. Then the Ryder Cup came along. They got to play 1 week in Napa. And now it's sort of, is this sort of the crumbs? They're picking up the crumbs to try to keep their card. I know lots of frustrated players on the PGA Tour. I've talked to three of them this week already. They're happy to be up there at Sanderson Farms. This is a narrow little golf course. It takes a certain type of player to do well. History has said so, statistically wise. We were pounded last week with statistics, and if you're not into statistics now, you better be soon, because we just saw Europe basically beat everyone over the head with statistics and course setup and pairings and math, all of that, Diane. So we've got a blockbuster show for you.
Yes, exactly. Right, let's talk about this FedEx Cup fall. So 7 events total. We've already had the Fortinet Championship and the top 125, that's one of these golden numbers, because the guys that fall within the top 125 in the season-long FedEx Cup standings lock up their full tour cards for next year. Now, the guys that finished within the top 50, they are done. So they have their points, they're into all the majors, they're into the signature events. They cannot add on any additional points from these events. However, you will see some of them playing, and we'll get into that in a little while. But there's also spots in the first two signature events up for grabs. And the guys that finish this FedEx Cup fall 51 to 60, they're going to get their place in the first two next year as well. So, I mean, there's a lot going on and a lot of numbers that we're kind of tracking, but really, guys within the top 125 is the thing. And then the guys that were maybe like in the 70, well, 51 to 60 is going to be the goal for the guys that are kind of round about that number.
It's even hard me as a tour player listening to you try to explain what the tour is.
I didn't explain too clearly.
No, you did a great job, but it's just I thought when you had your tour card, you were on the tour. And if you finish outside of the 125, you are not. But basically that's what you said. However, there's a new wrinkle out there on the tour, and that is if you're in the top 50, you get into these $20 million events. And if you're not, you do not. And that sucks if you're on the tour and you're like 61st on the money list. And that's what's going to probably separate this tour. This tour is going to be, there's a lot of anger on this tour right now from the bottom end of these players, Diane. They've played their asses off. They've got on tour and now they've been told that they're going to be playing for half the money and they got to make a cut. And the guys up ahead, they don't have to make a cut and they're playing for 20 million. But that being said, all the boys, they're happy to be down there at Sanderson Farms. And that's what we're going to break down this week.
Yeah, all I can hear in my head is these guys that are within the top 50 saying, just got to play better.
Always the top 50 is there's 200 guys basically that have tour cards out there, roughly, some sort of tour status. There's only room for 50. So no matter how many times someone tells you to play better, there's still only room for 50 at the top. So 150 are missing out no matter what.
Yeah, and everyone's trying. Everyone is trying to play better and get that position. There's a couple of guys within the top 50 who are playing this week. And remember, no matter what they do, their position isn't going to change. Eric Cole, Lee Hodges, Tom Hoagie, Adam Svensson, and Emiliano Grillo. Now, remember, with the Fortinet, that was Sahith Theegala's first win on tour. He was well within the top 50. He had just missed out on the top 30. And he played. And even though his number couldn't change, his status couldn't change, he wanted that win. Saw it as a huge opportunity week and he went and got it done. So we're going to be watching that this week. That's going to factor into some of our picks. Mackenzie Hughes won last year. He's back as defending champion. Incidentally, he's sitting at number 51 in the FedEx Cup standings right now. But when Mackenzie Hughes was playing last year, at the start of the week, he was 110 to 1. Six of the last nine winners of this tournament have been first-time winners on the PGA Tour. So that kind of shows you that there's a real scope, real breadth of field this week. And there's a lot of digging to be done to find some of these guys, to have a look at their stats and, you know, maybe pick out these moneymakers from the field who have a lot to play for. The motivation is going to be there for guys in many different ways this week.
Yeah, it's a super weak field, but it's a super important week on tour for a lot of these guys. And as you said there, Mackenzie Hughes won in 2022, Sam Burns won here in 21, and then Sergio Garcia won here in 19. I think about how did they win it? How do you have to deal with this golf course? They got up there, and everyone that I've spoken to, Chris Stroud and I were together last week, went up to the Artisan Factory in Fort Worth and got fitted for some wedges. Sam and I were together with Chris, and we talked a lot about this tournament. All these guys, Diane, that I just spoke of that have won here, they all did it the same way. They're almost all of them have to hit all the greens. They're all in the top 10 in approach to the green. You don't have to make every putt if you hit a lot of greens. I was texting with my friend Jason Dufton last night. He said the rough's up. We got to hit the fairways and the greens here. So I'm sort of putting all my eggs this week, Diane, into the baskets of the guys that actually hit the ball onto the green quite easily, where they're not scrambling all day. There's some drop-offs, there's some creeks, there's some big oaks all around this golf course. I'm looking for guys that are in form that naturally hit a ton of greens. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I looked at Mackenzie Hughes from last year. He gained over 2 strokes tee to green. He was third for the week. And about 1.5 strokes in approach, and he was sixth. So that seems to be the key. Sergio Garcia, man, when he won it, he putted incredibly to get it done. But, you know, small Donald Ross greens, so really excellent approach shots, fast greens, as you say, the rough is up, according to Dufner this week, 4 par 5s. And some dog legs to navigate as well. So we'll put that all together and we'll see who we're going to pick this week. Ludwig Åberg, we have to talk about him because he is playing. He's flying over from Italy. He was meant to be joined by teammate Nikolaj Højgaard, but he withdrew on Sunday after that European win. But Ludwig Åberg is a really interesting case study here. He's 12 to 1, so he is the Vegas favorite this week. But remember, Åberg only turned pro. He was like the college sensation and just turned pro at the RBC Canadian Open. He just had 3 great finishes on the DP World Tour, including a win and 2 additional top 10s, and then was obviously part of that winning team. But when you look at the FedEx Cup standings right now, he's 136th. So for Åberg, I know he's just been on the winning Ryder Cup team. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. They get into a lot. by playing on the Ryder Cup, but I don't think they get their full PGA Tour card. So for him,
he won't get his card from being on the Ryder Cup. So the reason he's here, I think, is he's 136 currently on the FedEx, which he's inside the 150, which gives him temporary status, which means he can get unlimited amount of sponsor exemptions. And I'm sure if I'm him, he's thinking about getting inside the top 125.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling you this. I've told you this 100 times. When tour players talk about a player, you listen, and they're calling him a generational talent. I just think he's going to be tired. But this field, the way he plays, he should rip through this field. But I just don't know if he has it in him, Diane, this week with the Ryder Cup behind him. However, he could. But I'm not picking him this week just because of fatigue on its own merit. But he is 136 on the money. He needs to get into the top 125. He's got five events. He's going to do it easy. He's going to be on the tour next year, and everything's going to be great. He won in Switzerland, as you noted.
So he's motivated and he's got confidence. So there's no surprise.
But he's also got fatigue.
But he's tired. Yeah. How old is he? I mean, he would have been of legal age to drink alcohol in Europe, but not in the US, I don't think.
And when he hits the shot on the first hole in Mississippi to 25 feet, he's not going to get deafening roars like he did last week. So it'll be a slightly different atmosphere.
Okay, right. Well, let's get into our picks because we're each going to give an outright favorite, one to watch, and a dark horse. As I said, really interesting field this week, really interesting odds as well, because a lot of guys that I thought would be a lot higher than they are not. But as I said, everyone has very different motivations right now. So do you want to start with your outright favorite?
Yeah, Sahit Lagala, when he won in Napa, you know, he went out there. He was already in the top 50. He wanted to go out there and enjoy California. He had a huge crowd with him, all of his family in LA, and he won it. I picked him, and he was already in the top 50. And I'm picking another player similar, Emiliano Grillo, who is also in the top 50. He's had a great year. I mean, his last, like, six events, he's 6th, 10th, 20th, 30th, 29th. I mean, the guy has just played so well. Everything's happening good for him since he played in the last round of the Open Championship with Rory McIlroy, and he beat Rory McIlroy on that Sunday, and he's just confidence. He's just a changed player. He has the thing. He has the stats that I like, Diane. His best stat is approach to the greens and putting. So I'm really high on Grillo this week, Diane. He plays good. He's played good all year. He's in the top 50 on the money. He's played well every year he's played here. So
yeah,
likes it down here. He's a great striker of the ball, and that's going to help you play around this golf course.
Yeah, I like it. I like it for sure. And he's the highest ranked player in the world that's teeing it up this week. So yeah, this course definitely suits his game. I am going for another guy who, looking at his stats and his game, this should be a great fit. And he is someone who's within that top 50 also, looking for their win. Eric Cole, who you've been really big on this season as well. He's 20-1. But we spoke about the fact that approach is going to be an important stat this week. It was big for Mackenzie Hughes en route to his victory last year, and that's really his forte. He's 12th in putting for the season, 24th in approach. And when I looked at his strokes gained approach for the whole year, he's only lost strokes in approach in three tournaments for the entire calendar year, which is amazing. He just finished fourth at the Fortinet. He gained strokes in every category apart from putting, which is kind of uncharacteristic for him. But I really like Eric Cole this week. I think he's going to be, you know, pretty relaxed in that he's, you know, not jostling with any sort of numbers. He's already within the top 50. He just wants that win. And the 35-year-old rookie, he's been close a couple of times this year. So I love the way he played at the Fortinet. I think the putting, you know, back on track, everything should come together, and it should be a good week for Eric Cole at 20-1.
Yeah, the win is the big thing. I like Cole as well. Knew his mother. She was a great player. The win is the big thing. Gets you in Hawaii. You know, that's a tap in, like 30 guys. That's a, I don't know, what's that, a $300,000 Christmas present over there. So, you know, a win does a lot. So I don't begrudge these guys for getting out there and playing. You know, they're looking to pad to their career. They're not really, when you're a tour player, Diane, you don't think about guys that are trying to keep their card. There's a, you don't care, because when you look around next year, there's going to be another 30 new guys you never, you don't even know. So you just got to keep going.
And everyone wants to win. I mean, like in 5-10 years time, it's like, oh, how many PGA Tour wins do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, then. Right, one to watch. You go first with yours.
Yeah, I'm watching a guy this week that could be picked as the winner, who's already won this year and recently. I like Lee Hodges a lot, Diane. He won at the 3M. I watched him play the 3M and how straight he hits it. Went to the University of Alabama. Knows what it's like to play in the South. Very familiar with Bermuda grass and just totally got to be comfortable in this part of the country, Diane. Hodges has another two stats that I love. He hits all the greens. He plays that little power fade. I mean, he basically just had one of the premier tournaments at 3M. He was a, it was a breakout event for him. Showed his skill level. Showed me. I didn't know Lee Hodges could play that good. And I'm ready for him to do something again. I, he's got the stats that I like, 24th in approach, 30th in putting. He drives it good, and he's confident, and he's won already. So I could have flipped him and Grillo, honestly.
Yeah, okay. And what odds is he, sorry?
You're going to tell me, because I can't read without my glasses on.
Oh, let me see. Lee Hodges is 33-1.
Good.
Yeah, good stats across the board as well. Really good. Okay, well, my guy, when I picked this guy, I was like, I can't decide if this is subliminal, because we saw him an awful lot during the Ryder Cup coverage. But funnily enough, he wasn't playing on either team. But if you were watching the TV coverage, Sam Ryder on those TV commercials.
I know. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I've seen enough of them. Yeah.
When he's playing the little bongo drums, good for him. Anyway, I really like Sam Ryder this week. I found him at 50-1, around about 45-50-1. But he's 61st in the FedEx Cup. So therefore, he is right in the mix of playing to get into those first two signature events with a whole lot of money, obviously. Really good stats. Season long, he's 4th in putting average, 25th in approach. So I said those are the two areas I'm looking at this week. Plus, he's gained almost 6 strokes in approach in his last 4 events. Coming off a T14 at the Fortinet back in July, he had a top 10 at the 3M. Remember, we saw him almost win at Torrey Pines at the start of the year. But anyway, I think this is a big week for Sam Ryder. And as I said, at number 61, I mean, he's got his immediate goal in the numbers, but another guy that wants to win. He's never had a PGA Tour win. And this is a big opportunity week for him.
Yeah, but even if Sam Ryder puts together a nice fall and move himself, say, even into the 40s, that puts him in all those $20 million events, Diane. So it's huge. I mean, I can't express to you, if you're playing a $20 million event, no cut, that's like $150,000 last prize every week. I mean, it's a massive, what is that? $2 million, $2.5 million for coming last in those events. So now you wouldn't be last in each one and stay there, but you're going to be up and down the ladder. But no, there's a lot to play for all these guys.
Yeah,
I like Ryder. He's got probably the best stats in here.
Yeah,
him and Colin.
I know. I was thinking that you were going to pick one or both of them, because I know that you've been big on them both before. But right, dark horses. I have to confess, I can't find 100-1 that I want to pick. And
me either. I found a 200-1.
Oh gosh. Well, I was like, I'm not just going to give out a pick. The guy I'm looking at is 80-1. So I thought, we're going to stick with that, because I don't want to give out a pick that is 100-1 and over that I'm not like 100% in on, just for the sake of the odds. So I'll get it out of the way. 80-1, but I have good reasoning behind this guy. I'm going with a local Mississippian. Is that how you say it?
Mississippian? I think that'll work for them down there for sure.
Yeah. Chad Ramey is my guy. Chad Ramey really was kind of put on our radar at the Players' Championship earlier this year. Remember, he did great. It was a really good week for him. Three solid rounds. But he's from Mississippi, went to Mississippi State University. So he's going to have great home crowd support out there. He will need them to help him because he's 113th in the FedEx Cup standings right now. So within that 125, but by no means is he in the safe zone. His best finish here, he's played three times before, is 26th. But his game is pretty good right now. I mean, he's got three top 20s in his last seven starts. Great putter. And the putting is really the stat that's been saving him. He leads the tour in putts from 9 feet, which is a great distance. And that's a tricky distance to be leading the tour in. So we know that good putting is going to be rewarded here, like Sergio Garcia when he won in 2019. So I like Chad Ramey this week, the local lad at 80 to 1.
The American team could have used the first number one ranked putter from 9 feet last week, Diane. Indeed. No, coming from Mississippi and playing around the home field, Diane, and you're a great putter and you know this area, it's a huge advantage. I'm going way out on a limb this week, Diane. I'm at 200 to 1, but I've been doing my research and study and been on the phone and listening and talking. My friend Jason Duffner, who's been in the cellar for so long, and mainly his problems have been putting, and I have an interesting piece of information. He finished 19th last week, I think, at Napa, or 21st last week, 19th in putting. First time he's been strokes gained positive in putting for, oh, maybe the 2013 PGA. I don't know when he won it at Oak Hill, but you remember the story about Lucas Glover who had the yips so bad and he went to see
a coach.
Yeah, an Army SEAL or a Marine, and helped him sort of unlock the thinking or what it takes, you know, under pressure to do certain tasks. Well, my friend Jason Duffner has been working with that man, and he has seen some enormous results. And I've watched Jason over the last 5 weeks, 40th, 35th, 29th, 27th, 21st.
Okay.
And now he's got himself to, he's been completely off the radar. 156th, I think, is on the money. And he is in hunting mode, Diane, to get his card. He's got 5 weeks left. That is not insurmountable, 156 all the way down to 125th, if he has solved his sort of putting. He was seized up. Lucas Glover had the real wobbles when we watched him on some videos. But Duff was more seized up at the start, and he couldn't get the putter away. Well, he's freed up. He feels good. So I'm looking at Duff. I'm looking at Duff for a top 15 this week, Diane. I don't know what the odds. He's 200 to 1 to win, but I'm looking at the odds of what it would be for about a top 15. Okay. I'm looking at him to hunt down his way into the top 125. And when you take a player who has major championship status or has won a major champion, you never know what's inside of them when they fix their game and what they can do with a new attitude. So, watch out.
Okay, I'm just going to look at what he is for a top 20 and a top 10. But we've tracked the trends, and obviously, you talking to Duffner, we're not just looking at his numbers. But if you look at his putting, 189th, 185th, 184th, 181st, 177th. So there's a trend there, and it's a trend in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off the bottom, of course, but when you go to Napa and you putt on Poana Greens, this whole show is about who can putt. The reason I picked Thagala in L.A. or in Napa was because of how he's going to putt those bumpy Poana Greens. Jason Duffner went to Napa and putted in the top 20 for the week on the worst greens, or the hardest greens to putt on the whole tour. So that was a huge breakthrough for him. Huge, massive.
Jason Duffner is plus 850 for a top 20.
85 to 1 for a top 20?
Well, eight and a half to 1.
Oh, 8.5 to 1. Okay.
Yeah, 8.5 to 1 for a top 20. So there you go. Your friend Chris Stroud is 9 to 1 for a top 20, just if you've seen something in his game lately.
Yeah, we worked together this week, just went and practiced together, just talking about things. And, you know, Stroud's the most positive guy ever. I mean, he only sees positive, and he understands that, you know, he's got to hit his irons well going to Mississippi. He knows that you've got to drive it decent. He was on a 47-inch driver and I think they outlawed it to 47. He's gone back to a 45. He just wants to hit more fairways. He chased distance for a long time. He realizes now from looking at the data that his best season, he hit a certain amount of percentage in the fairway, which gave him a big advantage hitting the greens. He's going to go back to that recipe, and let's see if he can convert that.
Okay, excellent. All right, then. So we have our picks for the week. I am going with Eric Cole up top at 20-1, Sam Ryder in the middle at 50-1, and then Chad Ramey as my dark horse at 80-1. You have got...
Fernando Grillo is my up top.
Yeah, 25-1.
Lee Hodges at 33-1.
Yes.
And Jason Duffner at 200-1.
Whoa, I love it. I love the Duff pick. Oh, great time for him. What a time to figure it out. He's a new dad. You know, this was his lifeline from...
Franklin Duffner.
Yes. Yeah,
is the young fella's name.
And we spent some time with him last year, because with a lot of the guys going to live, he got this free year because of his position on the career money list. And he said, you know, you have to go all out and make the most of it. And look what he's doing.
And Franklin will probably be friends with Grayson.
I know. Can you believe my baby is 11 months old today?
Yep. And I've got a baby coming with my daughter in about 3 months.
Amazing. It's just a very happy baby time. Okay then. Right. Well, thank you so much for watching and for listening to the Tour Report. Our Ryder Cup show with our reaction to Marco Simone is out as well. And we will catch you next week. It's off to the bright lights of Vegas for the Shriners in this FedEx Cup fall season.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.